Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to consider easement for Morro Bay Cayucas Connector Project. PG&E Corporation grant providing funds to 17 Central Coast restaurants. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be Tuesday, September 1st at 9 a.m. On the board's agenda is a request to approve an easement for the Morro Bay to Cayucas Connector Gap Pathway Project. This multi-year project will close a gap between the communities of Morro Bay and Cayucas, with construction scheduled to start in spring 2027. As part of the process, staff is presenting the board with a temporary easement necessary for the construction, an agreement reached with Chevron Land and Development Company. The agenda says the property owner has donated the easements, and approval will allow the Department of Parks and Recreation to proceed with processing the transaction and constructing the project. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. PG&E will be holding a virtual town hall for South Bay and Central Coast counties on Wednesday, September 9th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Invited counties include San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Monterey counties. Attendees will learn about work being done in their community, resources available to them to connect with and ask PG&E questions, wildfire safety efforts, and local projects. A link to the webinar can be found on PG&E's website, or you can attend by calling 888-603-9617. PG&E Corporation Foundation providing grants to 17 restaurants across the Central Coast. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape Huron News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. 385 Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The PG&E Corporation Foundation is supporting 17 restaurants and commercial caterers across the Central Coast for its sixth straight year. Alongside the California Restaurant Foundation, these establishments will receive resilience grants, helping them pay for equipment and technology upgrades, unforeseen hardship, employee retention bonuses, and training to help restaurant owners invest in their business and people. Fundings for these grants comes from PG&E shareholders, not from customers. Restaurants in San Luis Obispo County include Pig Iron in Templeton, Della's Wood-Fired Pizza and Cocktails in Paso Robles, Carlos Country Kitchen in Morro Bay, Chicamo Grill in San Luis Obispo, and Fruit Paradise Mexican Style in San Luis Obispo. Sonia Shaw, a candidate for the California State Superintendent in 2026, will be featured in a local barbecue dinner in Cambria. Sonia Shaw aims to transform California schools into a launchpad for dreams, wishing to fix a system where only 46.7% of students read at grade level. Her primary issues listed are protecting girls from boys in their locker rooms and sports, fixing a, quote, failed education system, and putting family voices first. The barbecue and wine dinner will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday, August 28th. Attendees will be provided the address to the dinner via email prior to the event for security reasons. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Twins 7-4, the Braves over the Dodgers 6-5, the Padres shut out the Pirates 3-0, Reds beat the Giants 10-9, the Guardians over the Angels 4-3, the Yankees will beat the Astros 9-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Braves, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will face the Astros. In California news, Meta, the social media giant that owns Facebook and Instagram, agreed to pay up to $18 billion and add stronger child safety measures to Facebook and Instagram as part of a trial over teen social media addiction. The case was filed by numerous states, including California. Meta settling does not admit any wrongdoing. The settlement money will be paid out over 10 years, and California will receive the largest sum at $1.5 billion. Yesterday, a judge suspended the criminal charges against a man who was arrested at President Donald Trump's Los Angeles area golf course with ammunition and a gun in his vehicle. Los Angeles County Judge John Longren Jr. sent 38-year-old John Talil to a mental health court in Hollywood based on statements indicating he isn't mentally fit to stand trial. He will instead be undergoing psychiatric evaluation. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state is investing $48.5 million through the California Jobs First Regional Investment Initiative, supporting 18 projects spanning 8 economic regions, expected to support the creation of 20,000 direct and indirect jobs. The latest round of awards goes to aerospace and defense, advanced manufacturing, high-tech, shipbuilding, quantum, and space defense and satellites. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the Senate Farm Bill could be headed back to the Agriculture Committee as soon as lawmakers return back to Washington, D.C. in September. North Dakota Senator John Hovind says that a tied committee vote stalled action earlier this month, but he expects the bill to advance when senators return back from their recess.
In essence, we tied. So instead of adjourning the committee, we recessed because Mitch McConnell wasn't there. And so we just recessed. And when we come back into session, we expect to have Senator McConnell with us. And then we'll have a majority and we'll go ahead and vote it out and take it to the floor. And so it's really important that folks are out talking to their senators now these next few weeks and telling them how important it is that we get this farm bill passed.
Now, Hovind says negotiations over SNAP policy still remain the biggest obstacle, but argues that farmers shouldn't have to wait any longer for relief. And among the provisions he and other members of Congress from farm states keep pushing for in the final farm bill is mandatory country of origin labeling for beef. And as the saying goes, I guess only time will tell. Western Video Market is headed to the heart of cattle country for their next auction on September 15th. The consignment deadline, though, is just around the corner. It's Monday, August 31st. The auction will be broadcast live from the historic Haythorn Ranch near Ogallala, Nebraska. And you're welcome to attend in person or tune in online at WVMcattle.com. So cattle and sheep producers, be sure to take advantage of the current market momentum and contact your WVM rep today. For all the details, visit WVMcattle.com.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. An independent review panel's designation of almond whole powder as generally safe for human consumption represents a major milestone that opens the door for its use as an ingredient in granola, cereals, baked goods, and other foods, according to a researcher at the Almond Board of California. Toxicology, genotoxicity, and environmental containment exposure assessments found no safety concerns at intended use levels, the Almond Board said. The panel finalized its findings this past spring and submitted them to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. With nearly 1.4 million bearing acres of almonds in California, the crop generates large quantities of byproducts such as hulls, which are currently used primarily as livestock feed. The findings could be transformational for the industry and that they create a pathway for value creation from almond hulls, said the Almond Board's Associate Director for Food Research and Technology. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi. Delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the mid-60s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow, then partly cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the low 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday. Low 90s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, low 80s Monday and Tuesday, mid 80s on Wednesday, 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 69 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Another weekly update on the job market suggests layoffs remain subdued. There were 203,000 new claims for unemployment benefits filed last week, down 4,000 from the previous week, and the number of continuing claims, those remaining on benefits for the week of August 15th, declined to 1.77 million. Tech shares are rallying. NVIDIA not only reported a much better than expected quarter, the AI chip giant sees 70% growth in coming years. Best Buy is reporting an upbeat quarter, partly because it is selling more computers. Burlington Stores says it will lower prices using its $55 million tariff refund. Both Dollar Tree and Dollar General reported stronger than expected earnings. Dollar General shares are higher. Dollar Tree shares are lower. Its forecast is cautious. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Amanda Klutz, and I'm a widow. You enter a different reality when you lose your husband, especially as a parent. Life insurance doesn't fix it, but it helps. With Ethos, you can get covered in minutes. No medical exams, up to $3 million in coverage, and it's all online.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation and outstanding gas prices. Okay, call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
In this fast and troubled world, We sometimes lose our way, but I am never lost. I feel this way because
KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Karen is back, and she will have on, Murray Powell about the Templeton Area Advisory Group Chair, David Leader, the sentiments and the issues at the board meeting as the circus continues.
This is all very, very touching.
Yes, indeed it is. So you'll find out more about the Three Ring Circus this afternoon. All right, more baseball news here from the locals, natives from the county, Brooks Lee, San Luis Obispo. His Twins lost to the A's 7-4, but Brooks did have a home run. And the O's, well, they defeated the St. Louis Cardinals, and Dylan Beavers from Paso Robles had another nice game. He went 2-for-4, run scored, and an RBI. All right, both swinging the bat very well as we get to the so-called dog days. Anything that may be on your mind, we do have an email. Let's see, where is it? Here it is, PG&E. So the money will come from PG&E's... The money that comes from PG&E will not come from the customers, but from the shareholders. Where do the shareholders get their money? Well, it's a very good question. Very good question. This is regarding the, the restaurant thing or whatever the story. Chris got the release. But here's something else in this about the money in these grants and so forth. Again, it's a private company. So the grants prioritize minority and women-owned businesses. I just thought that that might be important for those to... at least here, in as part of the release from PG&E, but it's, remember, it's not coming from you. Just like the $16 million plus, it's not coming from you. It's not coming from you. All right, Chris, another story that you did, I think it was a California story on Newsom, and $48 million are going to job something?
Through to the California Jobs First Regional Investment Initiative, long title.
And that is $48
million. Yes, $48.5 million.
And again, what is the exact name of it?
The California Jobs First Regional Investment Initiative.
Okay. Now, I did come across this because my ears perked up when I heard that. Okay, so another program, and people say, that's great, Kevin. You know, it's another invest. $48 million. Another $48 million. Right now, the state of California runs over 30 major workforce training programs across 9 state agencies. How about that? Over 30 workforce training programs through 9 state agencies. I don't know if this money is affiliated with the existing ones, but once again, like was pointed out, on the amount of programs we have for homeless here in the county exceeds the state total. Anyway, all right, let's see. What else do we have? Did I get anything coming in on that? Let's see here. This came in late yesterday. The county definitely uses drones. A neighbor of ours put in a doughboy pool and just didn't set it on the ground, dug down, and placed it in, so it looks like an in-ground pool. He gets a letter in the mail that he was to remove the pool or get it properly inspected to make sure that all county regulations were processed correctly. When he sent them back pictures that it was just a doughboy, they didn't believe him. And it took over 6 months to get somebody from the county over to verify that it was just a doughboy. The whole time, they sent him fines every month, but when he finally got it proved, they went silent and never responded back to any of his inquiries, and it took another 6 months to get them to stop sending the fines. Well, hopefully he didn't pay them. Paperwork is slow. Let's see here, another one on Tang. I'm curious, when Meta pays the fines, where does the money go? Well, yeah, I brought that up yesterday because, again, I was curious. For these stricken families, these children and these stricken families, no, the money goes to the state. That's where it goes. And it was just funny yesterday. I was thinking about this. Not going to happen, but I think Meta ought to sue the families. Just me. All right. Now, speaking of technology and all those things, yesterday and for a couple of days, at least in the last week or two, we've been talking about cameras. All right. So here is something I want to ask. Because when you bring up the cameras, which I guess most people have heard the flock cameras by now, is this is going to, you know, cut down on crime, catch bad people, and so forth and so on. All right. You can say that. But I came across something, and so flock cameras claim an accuracy rate of over 96% under ideal conditions. But real-world field audits reveal significant discrepancies in specific operational environments. For example, a police department audit in Roseville, California revealed a 71% misread rate among subset of flagged alerts. For example, characters were mistaken, like a 9 for an 8, something along those lines. And there are factors in the accuracy, including dirt on the plates, heavy rain, poor night lighting, and high vehicle speeds reduce camera precision. Law enforcement agencies are advised to treat camera reads as investigative leads rather than standalone proof for enforcement. All right. And the camera, again, according to this, the system categorizes vehicle types with roughly 92% accuracy. So there's a differentiation, obviously. Now, people oppose flock cameras because they passively record and log the movements of all passing drivers, creating a master surveillance database without requiring a warrant. All right, now, Chris, you and I are both against these, right?
Flock cameras, yes. Not a fan.
Okay. So, law enforcement, they're going to, you know, we're going to have, another perfect society, and you want to minimize and stuff like that. I understand the arguments. But, as was pointed out yesterday, the book 1984, and what we have seen from our government, such as Paso Robles, stealing money from the citizens, number one, with the parking, and then suing their own citizens regarding the water. I will pound that to death because people need to be reminded on who these you-know-what did, tried to do. Is it unreasonable to think, because we can use safety and to prevent things from bad things from happening, that the cameras could be used down the road, if you're going 27 miles an hour on Spring Street and the speed limit is 25 and the camera clicks and gets you going, you're going to get a ticket in the mail. Do you think that that's not possible? If you roll through a stop sign wherever and wherever you may live and the camera catches you, you can get a fine or a ticket in the mail. So how far do you think the technology can be used and abused Or do you think it would not happen and the government would never do that to you? Think about that. Because, after all, the authorities can say, look, if somebody's speeding, and we know speed kills, heck, one of the reasons we were told that they dropped the speed limit to 25 was for safety. Well, put the cameras out on the streets, and if people are going over the speed limit, which is dangerous, then fine them, because you can't have police everywhere. So let's have the cameras everywhere. So we don't have people speeding on Creston Road, Niblick Road, Spring Street, Vine Street, et cetera, et cetera. And we don't have people just running through or rolling through these signs because they want to get out in traffic. Cameras are there. You find them. That way you can have, after a certain period of time, you'll be able to control every single movement that people do. So, if that's what people want, I guess they deserve what they will get. And they may be the first ones to complain about having getting a ticket in the mail. Well, my speedometer said I was only doing this. You got to spend the time and money to prove otherwise. Or just mail in the check. And then your insurance company will probably get a hold of it as well. See the cycle? Let's see here. Another text. How black does a business owner have to be to qualify for a PG&E handout? Well, it doesn't say specifically. It just says the grants prioritize minority and women-owned businesses. Now, okay, let's tie this in. Couldn't anybody just say they're a woman? I identify as a woman. I want a grant from PG&E. I wonder if that would put PG&E in a, shall we say, awkward position. Oh, you don't believe so? I said I am. Don't you watch the WNBA? I think I'm a woman, so I deserve some of that grant money. You're not going to give it to me because you don't think I'm a woman. Oh, okay. Again, how far do we need to go? How far do we need to go? All right. Also, I came across something, and I don't. Chris, do you know what GLP-1 spending is?
I have no idea. What is that?
Well, I'm asking. GLP, they're drugs.
But I'm not familiar with drugs.
Okay, it's a bill that's pending. And this has to do, again, I never heard of it. It's for the treatment of obesity. And it's in the Medicaid program known as Medi-Cal. The state citing growing pharmacy costs and budget pressures for cutting the benefit. And this is apparently some kind of drug to help people with obesity.
What, Ozempic?
Let's see here. I don't exactly know what the names of them are. It's probably listed in here. But again, this is a very long article. So I've seen the commercials for all these things on TV. I just don't remember the names of them. I just know that a lot of these commercials, that the disclaimers on them makes you think that why would I even think about doing this? Anyway, so, the state is trying to lower the cost for this, and there is an outside chance that, okay, well, then your premiums could go up. Well, whose premiums? Well, perhaps all of our premiums can go up because of this. So I did a little something there on this, and obesity. Now, there are different, it's based on, again, the charts that they use. And this is the body mass index. And severe obesity is considered 30 pounds or more. And there are, I guess you can say, medical arguments. And I don't know if it's specifically medical on medical arguments. That some say that obesity is self-inflicted, but not in all cases. I mean, some people are born with, whatever it's called and stuff like that. And the World Health Organization doesn't think that it's a doesn't think it's self-inflicted. And rather than a simple failure of willpower, genetics, you know, they do influence. That's obvious, I think, to most people. But here are some of the things that are listed as reasons for people becoming obese. And that would be self-inflicted. Environmental pressures. They don't define here what environmental pressures are. I have no idea what it is. I guess it's just living life. Chronic stress. I guess that would be caused by the environmental pressures. I don't know that. A lack of safe spaces for physical activity. Even people that live in around Times Square near Central Park and so forth in New York, they go for walks, and they don't have to use Central Park. They can go for walks, so safe spaces for physical activity. Here's one, limited access to healthy foods. I guess there's no place on Earth, particularly in America, where they sell healthy foods. So, eat less and be active. According to, again, some medical experts, they say this ignores other issues involved with people who become obese. Okay. Now, why do people, other than the environmental and other things, easy access to unhealthy food? You have easy access, but you also have a choice on that access if you want to indulge in it or not. So processed foods high in sugar and fats are cheaper, more convenient, and heavily marketed compared to fresh options. Somebody out there probably knows, Chris, maybe you know. I have heard, I don't know it's accurate, that the good healthy foods that they have in the stores, that they're more expensive. Do you know anything about that?
I've heard stuff like that, yes, where, you know, highly processed, unhealthy foods are a lot cheaper because, you know, they have longer shelf lives, they're cheaper to make, et cetera, et cetera.
But you're not shopping for healthy food anyway, right?
I mean, it depends. Like, the vegetables and fruits that I get are technically healthy, aren't they?
Okay, yeah. Well, that's right. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm overweight because I'm stressed out with global warming and flash floods and earthquakes and volcanoes.
So those are the environmental pressures.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not making fun of people that are obese, but again, it seems the medical community is divided on this. And again, there are some circumstances where people can't help what. You know, again, they have the biological things.
But, sure, I mean, and I would obviously not make fun of those people. There are some people that have, you know, like you said, genetics and stuff like that. But there's also the psychological part of it, too, where, you know, it is a, in some cases, maybe it's an addiction. You know, we talked about that earlier, Meta and so forth. But maybe it's an addiction to certain things and... as far as, I mean, you can throw any excuse you want to at anything, you know. I did it because...
You want to back up on that? You were cut off for a second.
I was going to say, that you could blame anything on anything. So I'm obese because my mother didn't love me enough.
Okay. That may be... somebody would use that, but they have all these things listed here. Chronic stress, poor sleep, and social inequities. Okay, so what would be a social inequity?
Too much FaceTime, not enough time spent with actual people, maybe?
Well, that would be the addiction caused by these social media companies, which they should pay trillions of dollars for then.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's. I think that these weight loss drugs, they'll help, but I mean, what's the long-term side effects? I mean, you see these people that are dropping weight really fast, and then they, I mean, then they look like skeletons.
Well, that would be an interesting question to ask somebody from the medical field on, again, because I've read over the or heard over the years that rapid, you know, dramatic weight loss in a short period of time can be extremely dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great thing for people that really need to lose weight. But then again, I mean, then so now you're calling, you know, people fat, and then they're going to go into bulimia and all this other stuff. You know, so I don't know. I mean, there's a drug or there's something for everything that you can even think of, you know. So, and as far as, like you said, the prices, yeah, they're going to increase the prices for everybody, not just the people that are buying this stuff. And one other thing before, I know you're up against the clock, but the tire thing, that's so ridiculous. I mean, they said it would increase the fuel mileage by about 2 to 3%, but the tires are going to cost more. So they're going to be more environmentally friendly, but what if you can't afford the tires for your vehicle? Are they going to subsidize that too?
Well, the other question I would have is how. What is the quality of these tires?
Yeah, I would like to know that the composition of the tires. What the how would you what their decay rate is? I mean, what are they going to be? Worse for the environment in the overall run, or are they recyclable to a certain point? I mean, we don't know what their composition is going to be made out of.
You know, the other thing is, guys, he sent in a good text last week regarding that. He said, you know, basically, don't be surprised if you're going to have a yearly checkup. It's not going to be the bi-year thing for your smog or your car, but you're going to have a yearly checkup to make, and it will include making sure that your tires are up to snuff.
You know, I could see that in the car business, and again, I'll let you go here in just a minute. In the car business, Barack Obama passed a law a long time ago, and every car that comes through the shop has to have their tires set to factory specs or door specs on the door, because they were talking about how many millions of gallons more of fuel are used because of poor tire inflation. And so you have to, and they sent out packets with tire tread depth gauges and all these other goofy little things just to make sure that we always check the tire pressures.
How many gas stations have tire pumps now?
Exactly. I mean, and then you got to pay for it. So.
Yep. Well,
anyway.
All right. More good intentions from the state of California. It's very endearing. I love it.
The road to California is paved with good intentions.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thanks. We got to go. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be Tuesday, September 1st at 9 a.m. On the board's agenda is a request to approve an easement for the Morro Bay Cayucas Connector Gap Pathway Project. This is another step leading up to construction, which is scheduled to start in spring 2027. PG&D will be holding a virtual town hall for South Bay and Central Coast counties on Wednesday, September 9th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Invited counties include San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Monterey counties. Attendees will learn about work being done in their community, resources available to them, and wildfire safety efforts. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Closing argument scheduled for today in the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the Massachusetts mom who killed her three children Fox's Molly Long.
Prosecutors say the Massachusetts mother acted rationally and intentionally, planning and executing the murder of her three children inside the family's Duxbury home. The defense says the Massachusetts mother should not be held criminally responsible for the killings, that she was misdiagnosed, overmedicated, and suffering from postpartum psychosis.
Trial date of June 5th, 2028, set for accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and three others.
Prosecutors had asked for a trial date in January of 2027. But the judge, writing, a realistic trial date must account for the hearing and resolution of pretrial evidentiary and compliance motions.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
9 minutes away from 7, KPRL Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Six shutout performances on the baseball bump Wednesday. Phillies maroon the Mariners 6-0. Kyle Schwarber belted homer number 40. Bryce Harper went deep, and Jesus Luzardo fanned 9 in a combo two-hitter. Rays tamed the Tigers 3-0. Freddy Peralta and the Dreamers with a two-hitter. Eduardo Rodriguez struck out 9. He and the gang tossed a two-hitter, and the Diamondbacks rattled the Cubs 2-0. Marlins held the Red Sox to 5 hits and capitalized on 4 errors in a 4-0 victory. Padres plundered the Pirates 3-0. Randy Vasquez and the Vaqueros scattered 5 hits. And the Blue Jays blanked the Royals 3-0 to end their 9-game winning streak. 7 pitchers chipping in on a 6-hitter. Guardians up their winning run to 7 in a row, getting 2 runs in the 9th to edge the Angels 4-3. White Sox romped over the Rangers 10-4. Tristan Peters homered for the 5th straight game.
I mean, it feels really good, obviously. But at the same time, the season's not over. We got playoffs looked forward to as well.
Reds scored 7 times in the 9th to tip the Giants 10-9, Eugenio Suarez with a grand slam. Orioles blew a 7-0 lead, but clipped the Cardinals 8-7. Rockies hit 4 dingers, including a Connor Norby granny, as they nailed the Nationals. Wins for the Yankees, Braves, Brewers, and A's. The final week of the NFL preseason opens tonight with 4 games. The regular season opener now less than 2 weeks away. And no more Pro Bowl. The NFL ending a tradition dating back to 1951. The All-Star Game morphing into a series of skills competitions in recent years. 88 players will still get the recognition with no replacements needed, and they'll be invited to an in-person celebration the weekend before the Super Bowl in February. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, serving you proudly since 1979. Clouds early, then a little overcast for your Thursday, mid-90s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low to mid-60s and will be in the low 90s. Clouds early, then some sunshine for your Friday afternoon as we head to Saturday. Temperatures in the low 90s, upper 80s on Sunday, low 80s on Monday, Tuesday, mid-80s Wednesday, upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 6:32 a.m., 7:39 p.m. We are at 71. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Easy in, easy out, convenient parking. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home. I'm sure in the last couple of days, if you have animals, particularly cats, not much movement. Our cats look like they were roadkill just laying on the tile in the house, all stretched out, not wanting to do much, not even really look up at you. All right, Chris, there's nothing to report here on the world-famous pet alert, but here's one for you.
Ready.
You have, I will give you a range on this because there are some disputes, but how young was the youngest pope?
Ooh, how young was the youngest pope?
Mm-hmm.
What's the range you're giving me? Oh, like I have to come within a range? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. 17.
All right, that's not bad. Now, what I have here, it says the youngest pope was 11 years old.
Oh, okay. Way below what I was thinking.
But when I went and looked this up, it's still not 100% accurate, although, from what I read, most historians say 12.
Was still pretty darn young.
Yeah, and that was in 1032. I have no idea what the reason, how long the reign, or anything like that, or everything else involved. And obviously he didn't need to show his ID. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. All right. We've got 4.5 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles, Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner out at the airport. All right, here we go. I need to know, this, originally a comic book character, and this comic book character influenced the, well, I guess you could say the creators of both Superman and Batman. Who was the influence? What comic book character, comic strip, first published way back when? Okay. But It inspired the people, the creators of both Superman and Batman. Who is this? It was a comic strip. Then it became a television show. And I think they've had movies too. Or maybe it was vice versa with the movies and into television. Let me see. The comic strip ran until, well, I think 2003. All right. And I don't know about the television. But anyway, so who was the influence, according to this? Let me see if I give you a hint. Can give you a hint. Does the name, where was it? Ming the Merciless, ring a bell? Ming the Merciless. Does it ring any kind of bell? I know that they used to run this way back when, reruns on television. Again, you have to consider the times. It was pretty darn hokey. Pretty darn hokey. And again, for the times, if you look, go back and look at the Superman stuff, which, you know, they'd have in reruns, but I loved watching those things. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Flash Gordon.
Yes, Flash Gordon. Was Ming the Merciless the one that got you?
Yes, it was.
Okay, do you remember the comic strip or the television show?
I remember the really cheesy movie in the 80s. It was terrible.
Well, but we watched them, though, didn't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we did. All right, may I have your name, please?
This is Garrett Ripple.
All right, Garrett, we have you down as a qualifier, and you enjoy your day, sir.
Thanks for doing what you do, Kevin. Have a good day.
All right, you're welcome. All right, yep, Flash Gordon for those. And I don't know who played Flash Gordon on television, and it was in radio. But it did start out, first published in January 7th, 1934. And it was inspired and created to compete with the already established Buck Rogers, which there was, I guess, I don't know, movies. Have you ever heard of Buck Rogers, Chris?
Buck Rogers?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
Buck Rogers, I think, 21st century. Oh, we're way past. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's all right. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. PG&D Corporation Foundation is supporting 17 restaurants and commercial caterers across the Central Coast for its sixth straight year. Establishments will receive resilience grants, helping them pay for equipment and technology upgrades, unforeseen hardship, and more. Restaurants in the county of San Luis Obispo include Pig Iron in Templeton and Della's Wood-Fired Pizza and Cocktails in Paso Robles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 71 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, there was a radio series on way back when, and I can't find out anything about the television, which is kind of strange because I know it existed. All right, we got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.